بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ملابس means clothes. Here we got some items of clothing. So again, giving us a bit of more vocab. What did we do this? We did this, didn't we?
We did the 25, yes.
Yeah, we did. So a bit of recap of last week is basically we did the different types of colors and what's, you know, in their feminine form, what is it in their feminine form and masculine form. So for example, a masculine is bunniyun, like brown, and feminine is bunniyatun. So some of these colors, the only difference is the ta'i marbuta, and with some other color that we previously done, it's completely, the actual scale of the word changes. So for example, from asfaru, which means yellow, to safara, feminine, so the scale has completely changed. So that's some of the differences they wanted to point out. And also we learned how to use some basic prepositions. So here they've given us six different ones. So fi, taht, fawq, bayn, amam, khalf. All the meaning was there, and then we had to basically use those prepositions in our sentences. So now we're going on further to learn more vocab. So one of the purpose of this page is to increase our vocabulary. So now they're telling us different words which are used in clothing. So some of these are the different items. So for a shirt you say qamis. Again, I think that's used in Urdu as well. And trousers in Arabic is sirwal, and I think in Urdu they use it. Sharwal, yes, pretty much same. Cap, qubba'atun, coat, mi'tafun, dress, fustanun, skirt, tannuratun, sock, jawrabun, headscarf, hijabun, shoe, hidha'un, pajamas, manamatun, watch, sa'atun, belt, hizamun. So these are different words in clothing. Where is? Now, aina means where is. So if you want a question about an animate or inanimate, you would use aina. So you use for both. So if you want to say aina al-kitab, where is the book, you say that. If you want to say aina Abdullah, where is Abdullah? So use it for both. So Sa'ina is kind of a generic word. Exercise number 19. Study the picture on the right carefully, then answer the four questions below on the lines provided. So as you can see in the picture, you have all different types of clothing, different items of clothing. And now they've given an example of how to answer the question. So Aina al-Qubba'atu al-Safra. Okay, safra means yellow. So where is the yellow cap? Okay, al-qubba'atu safra'u fawqa al-kursi. The yellow cap is on top of the chair. So as you can see, there's a yellow cap on top of the chair. That's what it is. So now they're giving four more questions. If you quickly can do them in the next 2 minutes. So you have one. Ayna al-hidha'u al-akhdaru? أين الجورب القرنفلي قرنفلي أين المعطف الأرجواني أين الحزام الأسود. So الحذاء, anybody know what حذاء is? Shoe. أخضر means green. Where is the green shoe? Now look for the green shoe, and then you need to answer that. It's in front of the box. So what do you call box in Arabic? We did it before. Front. So if you look at the propositions, it says in front, amam, okay? So you put this word together, okay? Like that. Jawra, what does jawra mean? Sock. Qurunfuli means pink. Where is the pink sock? So look for the pink sock. See? It's underneath the chair. Can you see underneath the chair?
Yeah.
You got a purple sock which is not underneath, and the pink sock is underneath. So you know what socks is. So pink sock is here, jawrab al-qurunfuli. And what is a chair in Arabic? Anybody know?
Kursi.
Kursi, yeah, it's an Urdu word. Kursi, kursi. Let's stick to the kursi. So, and what do you call under? So look at your propositions. Under, 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 under. There we are. Yes? Put those words together. I'm trying to speed it up, give you half of the answers anyhow. Okay? Ayn al-mi'taf. Mi'taf is just tani. What is it? Coat. Urjuwani. Urjuwani means pink. So where is the pink coat? So wait, look at it. It's on top of the box or inside the box? Huh? The box head is off. So maybe inside, isn't it? Yeah? Or, well, it's inside. On top, it's probably on top of other clothes, but it's, you call it inside. So, you know what a box is called? What's the box called? Anybody know? Sunduk, yes. So, and you inside, go back to preposition. In. Fi. So, and you know what this is? So, al-mi'taful urjuwani fi. You know the answer. Ayn al-hizam al-aswad. Hizam, belt. Where is the black belt? So where is the black belt? Anybody can see it?
Between.
Yes, you can say between. Between what?
Between the chair and the box.
Between the chair and the box. Or between the chair and the green shoe. Or whichever you want to put it. Yes? So what's between? Look at prepositions again. Bain. Okay? So, Al-Hizamu Al-Aswadu Baina what? Put those words in. Okay? So, now you've got 1 minute because I'll give you all the answers. This is nothing. Wait till the next page comes. Exercise number 20. This is really going to get your brain working. Inshallah. Okay. Let's start then. You want to start with the first one, please? Ayn al-hidha'u al-akhdaru. Say the Arabic first. Hida'ul Akhdaru.
Hida'ul Akhdaru.
Yeah, get you to pronounce it as well, you know. What does that mean?
Where is the green shoe?
Green shoe. What's the answer?
Al Hida'ul Akhdaru Amam al Sunduqil Akhdaru.
Is it a green box?
Akhdari.
Is it a green box? Is it a brown? Is it a grey box?
Green.
What, the box looks green to you?
Yeah.
Is it? Greyish. It looks greyish to me.
Why can't we just
so who says grey? I've got one. Am I the old one out then?
Yeah.
Well. Everybody says green. Serious.
It's because of the shading on the right hand side.
Huh? You think it's green?
No, I'd probably say grey.
Grey, okay, it's two of us then. Who says grey? He says grey, three of us. Grey, I think we're... Yeah, Ramadi. I'm on. Very good. The number two.
Ayn al-mi'tafu al-urjuwaniyu.
What does that mean?
Where is the coat that is pink?
Pink coat. Make it easy.
Pink coat. Yeah. Al-mi'tafu al-urjuwaniyu.
Fisunduk. That's
right,
one Fisunduk. What's grey? Ramadi.
Ramadi.
Okay, behind, number
three. I didn't get this far, but I'll
have a go anyway. You have. Come on, I gave you half of the answers.
I
no excuse.
Write
with my stick. Go on. Aynal?
Aynal. Jawrabul. Qurun fully. Where is the pink sock? Al Jawrabul Qurun
fully you.
Tahtal.
Kursiyil. Buniyi. Yeah, Buniyi is brown. Okay. Number four.
Oh,
أين الخزام الأسود؟ الأسود.
Meaning?
Where is the black belt?
Yep.
الخزام الأسود بين مفتيكي.
Huh? What are you trying to say?
I was going to try to say the black belt is between the box and the chair. مفتيكي والكرسي. Is that not alright?
Box. Box صندوق.
Oh, صندوق. Okay,
maybe,
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
بين الصندوق الرمادي والكرسي البني. You gotta mention the color as well.
Okay.
You gotta mention the color. Okay, number one, brother, what's his name? Habib. Say the Arabic first question.
أين الحذاء؟
حذاء الأخضر.
أين الحذاء الأخضر؟
What does it mean?
Where is the green shoe?
Yep.
الحذاء الأخضر أمام الصندوق.
صندوق الرمادي. Remember the word that comes after the proposition. The word that comes after, the noun that comes after the proposition will always have a kasra. We read it. If you look at the beginning of page number 25, generally speaking, nouns in the singular form coming immediately after the preposition, such as those on the right, will end with a kasra. Yeah? So remember that. Okay. Let's go to excess. Oh, yeah, no, one left. Yes. number two, please. What does that mean?
Where is the coat, pink coat?
Yep. Al-Mi'taful. Al-Mi'taful. Urjuwaniyu. Fis-Sunduqil.
في الصندوق.
Remember, it has a kasra. The word that comes after prepositions will have a kasra.
Okay.
في الصندوق ال.
رمادي.
Yeah. Again, because remember we said about adjectives and the noun sifat. So if the noun that comes, the adjective that comes after the noun, will always be similar to that noun in terms of its fatha, kasra, dhamma. Yeah. Okay. Exercise number 20. Study the three pictures carefully, then write a description in Arabic of what you see in each picture. Remember to use the colors and prepositions you have learned. So look at the picture properly. So if we go over together what the picture is. So what can we see? We can see an ostrich in front of the red bus. We can see a snake underneath the bus. Yeah? We can see a monkey on top of the bus. We can see a dog and a bear and a crocodile in the bus. Right? So you've got... Now you would need to put that... So we've agreed on all that. Okay? To make it even easier, what we're going to say is that the bear is between the dog and the crocodile. The bear is between... Because the reason why I'm saying that, otherwise you're going to find it difficult to say it, to explain it. But only so we're using the word that we only know. Otherwise, there's other ways of describing this, but then you don't have that vocab. So we're just using the proposition that we've done. So we've done fi, taht, fawq, bain, amam, khalf, isn't it? So using those words, you have to describe. Okay? So, you've got the ostrich, which is in front. So what is the ostrich? Okay, I'm going to give it to the words. Ostrich, na'amatun. Okay? You got the long snake, thu'banun. Yeah? Well, this is in the Quran as well. Musa al-Salam will grab the fajr. Fahiyya thu'banun mubin. It will become a big open snake. Then you got the monkey, which means qirdun. Write it down, I'm telling you. Monkey is qirdun. Dog, kalbun. Bear, dubbun. And crocodile is timsahun. And the actual bus is hafila. Okay? So now you got the words. Go on, make the sentence. You got 2 minutes. So the ostrich is na'amatun. What kind of color is the thingy?
Black.
So you know what black is. You got the monkey, which is qirdun. What color is the monkey?
Brown.
Okay. You got the bus. What color is the bus?
Red.
So red bus. Al-hafilatul hamra. Okay. Then you got the snake. What color is the snake?
Gray.
What's gray? Ramadi. You got the dog. What color is that? Hello?
Gray,
yes. And you got the bear. What color is that? Brown. Bunni. And then you got the crocodile. What color is that?
Green.
Yeah, although it's not that much green, but we say it's green. Okay, and green is akhdar. So I've given you all the words now. So it saves you the time going looking forward for the words at the back. Okay?
What now you've got crocodile
again? Timsah. Timsahun with the big ha at the end. Timsahun. Dubbun. Dal and a ba. Dubbun. Ba with a tasdeed on top.
Dubbun,
yeah.
Dal, yeah.
Dal. Dal. Dal like you eat.
Dubbun.
By the way, your dal, I can't forget. Fantastic dal. Even my wife, she loves your dal.
A-star student.
I'll see when he wants to bring the dal.
That's an easy class, I'm coming here.
Sing it.
Mine's black.
Don't worry, we'll fill it in with these.
Catching up to
me. Inshallah, no problem.
Missing bits
out. Pick us it down on Saturday, inshallah, somewhere. Are we nearly finished? Come on, I'll give you the word as well. In which kind of language course are you going to get the teacher giving you everything?
We don't know it yet. We'd write it really quickly in English.
Yeah, na'ama is feminine.
Okay.
So you got to use the feminine color of black. So you got aswad, which is black. Okay, and then Sauda. Okay, let's start with what we're going to start with. Let's start with the monkey. Okay, so if I start from you, what are you going to say? The monkey top of the bus. The brown monkey. You start.
القرد بني فوق الحافلة حمراء.
Is this pink or red?
Red.
Is it red?
Yeah.
Not pink? Okay, let's stick with it. حافلة الحمراء. Yeah. حمرائي. Okay, you do the ostrich one.
The ostrich is in front of the red bus.
An-na'amatus.
Black.
Yes, Sauda. Come on. When you join together, you can.
Sauda.
U.
Amamal.
Hamra'i. Okay. You do the serpent, the snake. Na'al.
As-thu'banun.
As-thu'banur.
رمادي الثعبان الرمادي يو
رماديون
يو
رماديون تحت
تحتل
حافلة
حافلة it's called قصرة anywhere that comes after
حافلة حافلة الخمرة
حمرائي okay if you can do the bear where the bear is between the dog and the crocodile
الدبل
huh? What's brown? بنيو الدبل بنيو
الدبل بنيو بين
What's dog?
كلب
بين الكلب the word after the preposition has a كسرة so بين الكلبي Yeah, what color is a kalb, the dog?
Gray.
Yeah, the kalb al ramadi.
Ramadi.
And? What? What's crocodile? Timsahil.
Timsahil.
What color is it?
Green.
Akhdari.
Akhdari.
Okay. If you can do the ostrich one?
Ostrich. أمام الحافلة الحمراء.
Okay, if you can do the monkey.
القردل.
بنيو. فوقل.
فوقل حافلة.
تل. Remember the word that comes after prepositions has always got a kasra. So fawqa is a preposition and the word that comes after, which in this case is hafila, will be have a kasra. So hafila ti. But we've got to also add the colour. What colour is it? Red, isn't it? So hafila til hamra'i. Okay. Now next one. We've got a blackboard. Okay? So if we can all agree the blackboard is on top of the desk, yeah, okay, and then we have a box, black box, an open black box on top of the desk, and we can also agree that we have a blue book in the black box, and we can also agree. That we have a white rubber. Is it white or grey?
White.
A white rubber on top, and also a green pen, a brown ruler, and a grey pencil sharpener. All on top of what? The desk. We have a pink ball underneath the desk, and then we have a red chair in front of the desk. Okay? So this is what you need to write. The blackboard is on top of the desk. The open black box is on top of the desk. And then you can say the blue book is in the black box. And the white rubber, the green pen, the what is that brown table
yeah
okay brown table yeah remember that and brown ruler what's the ruler what color is the ruler then?
Yellow.
Okay yellow ruler okay we'll just take the yellow ruler now yellow ruler and the gray pencil sharpener on top of the desk so blackboard
as-saburatu
sawda'u is blackboard On top, you know what top is. It's in the preposition, look there. And box, as-sanduq. open, مفتوح, black. الصندوق المفتوح السوداء. So, مفتوح means, what does مفتوح mean? Open. Black, أسود. Sorry, it's not سوداء, it's أسود. الصندوق is masculine. So, الصندوق المفتوح الأسود. This صندوق, or is it a bag? Huh? Is it a box or a bag? If it's a bag, it's haqiba. But if it's a box, it's sanduq. So what do we agree on? Because what we agree on is what we're going to write now. Because I'm going to ask you something, you're going to say something else. I'm going to say this. So I want everyone to agree.
Box.
You say box, eh?
Yeah.
Should we say box? Or we can say bag. Huh? Bag? Everyone's getting easy now. It's good to say bag, you know, because we haven't come across that word a long time. Yeah. It's Al-Haqibatul Maftuhatu Sawda. Okay? And then you got pink ball. Al-Quratul Qurunfuliyya. Al-Qura means ball. Qurunfuliyya means pink. So Al-Quratul Qurunfuliyyatu. Pink ball. Remember that. And then we got pencil sharpener, al-mimhatu, al-mimhatu, and ruler, al-mistaratu, pen, al-qalamu, and rubber, mimhatu. Sorry, that's al-pencil al-barrayatu. Pencil sharpener is al-barrayatu, and rubber is al-mimhatu. Okay, so you remember that now. And if you want to say and in Arabic, use wa. You understand? So if you want to say the pencil sharpener, yeah, that is al-barrayatu, and is grey, al-barrayatu al-ramadiyu, and ruler, wal-mistaratu al-zarqa'u, the yellow ruler, and the green pen, wal-qalamu al-akhdaru, and the rubber, wal mimhatul white is what's white? Baydao. Fawqal maktabil. Is that grey or red? Red. Should we say red? Is that red? No. That's grey desk, isn't it?
Desk is brown.
Brown, sorry. Fawqal maktabil buniyyi. So that's how you use wow, and. So this story, I'm just giving you the whole answer now.
So what's desk?
Maktab.
Maktab.
Yeah. It's two words. You could use maktab or tawila.
Tawila.
Whichever. If it's maktab, it's masculine. Tawila, feminine. So remember, whichever word you're going to use, synonyms, isn't it? No, what's it called? Is that, you call it synonyms? So if you're going to use tawila, it's bunniyati. If you use maktab, bunniyi. Or bunniyu, whichever one uses.
Okay, let's start. Let's start with you, brother. Let's start from the back. Brother Habibi. The blackboard on top of the desk. No. Brown desk.
No, I do that one. It's not even
I've
written.
No, you do that. I think you have. He wasn't got by you. Go on then. Can you do it then? السبورةُس
سوداءُ
again say again
السبورةُ
باق وتشديد
السبورةُ السوداءُ
top
فوق
الطاولة بنيتي okay next one if we can have the black open box is on top of the brown desk
الحقيبة السوداء
black open box مفتوحة
الحقيبة المفتوحة
الحقيبة المفتوحة السوداء
فوق الطاولة
بنية اوكي If we can have you now, if we can say the pink ball is under the desk. Al-Quratul-Qurunfuliyyatu.
Tahtal.
Maktab-al-Buniyyi. Okay. If we can have the red chair in front of the desk.
Al kursi yul hamra'u
ahmaru.
Al kursi yul ahmaru amama tawilat
amamat tawilatil
bunniyatil.
Bunniyati. Very good. If we can have the blue book or register is in the black box or bag, whichever.
Azraqu.
الكتاب الأزرق في ونيونيز حقيبة أو صندوق
في
باجز حقيبة في الحقيبة تس عرفت في open في الحقيبة المفتوحة السوداء is the open black box open black box that's what you say in English so you replicate that in Arabic so open is one adjective black is another adjective box is the noun so same thing in Arabic you just do the same thing so الحقيبة المفتوحة السوداء مفتوحة السوداء okay who's missing yours oh yours is the hardest one the white rubber the green pen and no the white rubber
green pen, yellow ruler, and the, what is it, pink sharpener.
That was
grey. That grey, is it? Oh, grey sharpener. So, white rubber.
ممحات
إذن. What's white? بيضاء.
بيضاء.
You don't write that?
I didn't write this there.
Okay. الممحات البيضاء.
الممحات البيضاء.
And pen is قلم.
قلم الأخضر.
والقلم الأخضر. والمسطرة.
والمسطرة الصفراء.
يلو. والمسطرة الصفراء. برايا.
برايا.
رمادية.
رمادية.
فوق
الطاولة البنية.
طاولة البنية.
بنية.
Oh, you can say the we didn't discuss it, forget that now. But we could have said the yellow ruler is between
green pen.
That we could have said that, but no problem. Okay. Picture number three. You have a corn. The yellow corn is on top of what? Green box? Green or grey?
This one's green.
Green box. Okay. You have... Now, everything's in front. You've got a yellow a green lettuce, orange carrot, brown potato, red tomato, purple, what's that called?
Aubergine.
And you got brown onion, green cucumber, and white mushroom. Okay. So, corn in Arabic is called al-dhuratu. Al-dhuratu. So, this is yellow. So, al-dhuratu zarqa'u. So, the feminine of azraku is zarqa'u. Al-dhuratu zarqa'u. Lettuce is al-khassu. Kha'anasin. Al-khassu. So, green. Al-khassu al-akhdaru. Potato. I'm sure you can remember that. Batata. Batata. Al-batata al-ramadiyu. Tomato. Tamatim. In Arabic you call it tamatim. And it's red. Al-tamatimul ahmaru. And aubergine. Al-badinjan. Aubergine. Sounds similar, doesn't it? Al-badinjan. And Arjuwani, purple, Al-Badinjanul Arjuwaniyu. And you got and then you have a red, a brown onion, Al-Basalul Buniyu. And then you got orange carrot, Al-Jazr al-Murtaqaliyu. Then you got a white mushroom. Or is it? Yeah, it's white mushroom, yeah? Al-Fatr al-Abyadu. Al-Fatr al-Abyadu. Have we missed anything out? Cucumber, isn't it? Al-Khiyar al-Akhdaru. So these are the different words that is here. Now, what we need to fix is, where is the corn?
On top of the green box.
Top of the green box. Okay, what about the onion?
Behind
the green box. What about the aubergine? I would say between the red tomato and the box. Yeah? Shall we say that?
Yeah.
Okay, the carrot, I would say, is in between the aubergine and the potato. Yeah, and the lettuce is in front of what? To potato, and the cucumber is in front of al-futr, which is mushroom. Yeah, so we do it based on that, yeah? Come on, hurry, keep going.
Do you want to assign us one to do, and that way we can do it
properly? I think, yeah, this last one. Alhamdulillah. I think the last one. Sorry. Alhamdulillah. Yahdiikum Allah. If you do the last one as homework, let's go to the next one. Family and friends. Yeah, I think we do that as homework. Ahmed, Maryam, Muhammad, Fatima, Hassan, Yasmin. Okay, that qasra belongs to the meme, yeah? They've got a little dialogue here. Ismi Muhammad saying, my name is Muhammad. وهذه أختي, and this is my sister. اسمها فاطمة. Her name is Fatima. And Fatima is saying, اسمي فاطمة. My name is Fatima. وهذا أخي. This is my brother. اسمه محمد. His name is Muhammad. Then we have another dialogue at the bottom. هذا ابني. وهذا صديقه حسن. This is my son, and this is his friend Hassan. وهذه ابنتي. وهذه صديقتها ياسمين. This is my daughter, and this is her friend ياسمين. هذه أمي. This is my, the girl saying, هذه أمي. This is my mother. اسمها مريم. Her name is Maryam. وهذا أبي. This is my father. اسمه أحمد, and his name is Ahmed. Exercise 21. Translate the following sentences into Arabic on the lines provided. So you got to translate. This is my husband. So what do you call husband? Huh? Zawjun. We did it before, innit? And his name, you got it here. Ismuhu Ahmed. So very easy. I'll do the first one for you. This is my husband. Hatha Zawji. This, you use Hatha, isn't it? Remember? So I'll give you the first one. This is my husband. Hatha Zawji. His name is Ahmed. Wa ismuhu. Or ismuhu Ahmadu. Ismuhu Ahmadu. Now you do for this one. This is my wife. Okay, so you're pointing out to a woman. So would you use hadha or would you use hadhihi? Yes. So hadhihi, and for wife is zawjatuha. Would you use?
Zawjatu.
But they say this is my wife. Hadhihi zawjati. This is my wife. Zawjati. Remember, you when you say my, use the ya.
First sentence is
Hada Zawji.
Ismi.
No.
Hada Zawji. Ismi Ahmad.
Ismuhu.
Ismuhu. Why is it Ismuhu?
His name. His. Oh, who comes his?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Say Ahmadu rather than Ahmad. Because Ahmad is his name.
Yeah, but if you want to stop, it's Ahmad. Okay. But if you want to pronounce the last haraka, then what would you pronounce it?
Do.
It's like saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If you were to pronounce it, would you say Alameena, Alameeni, Alameenu? It's Rabbil Alameena. Why is it? That's a different thing. But that is the last, the haraka that you pronounce on that. But if you stop, then you don't pronounce it. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. But is it me? If you want to actually pronounce the haraka, is it me or ma'amu? Is it Rahman ir Rahimi? Yeah. Look in the Quran next time.
Okay.
That's another homework.
Is it kasra?
Yes, kasra, yeah.
If you were talking to someone, would they think it's weird if you stopped at Ahmad, or would they expect you to say Ahmad?
No, you say Ahmad. But because we're talking about grammar,
oh,
we're pronouncing, we're learning it, that's why.
So if you did say it, they just think it was posh or something, or they wouldn't think that.
No, it's not normal for you to say that last thing.
Okay.
It's unusual for someone to actually pronounce, unless he's actually teaching it or he's actually talking about, he's learning about the language.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you stop there, don't you? So his name is Ahmed.
Okay.
You would only pronounce the last thing if it was to carry on. Yeah. So this, it's either going to be hadha or hadhi. Okay? If you're referring to a singular. First, if you're referring to a singular masculine, you hadha. If you're referring to a singular feminine, is hadhi. If you're referring to dual or plural, that's a different word. But now, we stick to the singular. So look at the word. I'm just going to come after it. And then work out. So wife is lady, so obviously it's going to have a ta'i marbuta zawjati. So this is my wife, hadhihi zawjati, because ti is personal pronoun to show that it's mine. Understand? Whenever you want to show that it belongs to you, use the ya at the end. So hadha kitabi, this is my book, yes? Hadha ibni, this is my son. Yes? If you want to say, this is my phone. Hadha hatifi, this is my phone.
So it should have the ya.
Yeah, if you want to say mine. Okay. Who's going to have the ya then?
So zawjati, we need to have the ya.
Yes, we'll have to have the ya.
So it's not ta'i marbuta
then? And the ta'i marbuta. Ta'i marbuta, zawjati. Zawjati. Ti is the ta'i marbuta, and the ya is the personal pronoun which is attached to show that it's yours. If you didn't have a ta'i marbuta, it'd be zawji. And that's husband then. The difference between husband and wife is that in zawji you don't have the ta'i marbuta, in zawjati you have ta'i marbuta.
So you have what, a kasra on the ta'i marbuta?
You have a kasra because ya will always demand a kasra before it.
Yeah, it's separate. It's like a separate entity.
It's separate. It's a separate. It's a separate pronoun. Now this is my friend. So you don't know. So how do you know this is a male friend or a female friend? You say yes. You look yes. You look at the in what context is it? Saying, look, his name is Hassan. So you know that this friend is talking about a male friend. So you say sadiqi. If it's talking about a female friend, you say sadiqati. So if you look at number 4, again you say this is my friend. Her name is Yasmin. So you know that the friend is a female friend. Then you got this. Then you got the same. So you got 3 and 4. It's roughly the same thing, but different words. One is feminine, one is masculine. So it's very simple. And then you got number 5. This is Muhammad. Muhammad is obviously male. So what are you going to use? Hadha or hadhi? Hadha. And he is my friend. Assalamu alaikum. No, I'm still doing the class.
Okay, I'm going to hurry on then, inshallah. Call me when you're free, and I'll give you an update. Yes.
Okay, I'll start.
Muhammadun.
This is Muhammad. Hada Muhammadun. But if you were to stop, Hada Muhammad. But if you actually wanted to pronounce what you were saying, it's Muhammadun.
So if you're saying, Hadihi Sadiqati Ismuha Yasiminu.
This is Fatima. Hadihi Fatima too.
I'm asking about the fourth one.
Huh?
The fourth.
Fourth. This is my friend.
هذه صديقتي اسمها ياسمين.
ياسمين
نو.
ياسمين نو.
We will learn afterwards the grammar, why it has one haraka, why not two harakas? Why not Yasminun? Why not Yasminun instead of Yasminu? Why is it Maryamu instead of Maryamun? Why is it Ahmadu instead of Ahmadun? Why is it Muhammadun instead of Muhammadu? These are things that we learn afterwards, inshallah. Okay, number one, let's start from you, brother. Let's start from the middle. You do it.
You want me to do number one?
Yeah.
Hada Zawji Ismuhu Ahmad.
Ismuhu Ahmad, yes. Number two?
Hadihi Zawjati Ismuha Maryam.
Ismuhu. You do number three, front.
Hada Sad.
صديقي yep.
اسمه حسن
حسن أو حسن okay number four
هذه صديقتي اسمها ياسمين
very good brother Shahzad number five
هذا محمد
yep
اسمه صديق
Why ismuhu? He's not saying his name. He's saying he is my friend. Huwa? My friend. What's my friend? Sadiqi. Huwa Sadiqi. He is my friend. Huwa Sadiqi. Habib.
Hada Fatima tu.
Fatima. Would you use hada or hadhi?
Sorry, hadhi Fatima. Hiya Sadiqati.
Hiya Sadiqati. Very good. Okay. Huwa. Sorry. Man. Man is used for if you want to interrogate who is that person. Okay? So if it's animate, meaning a person, then you use man. If it's inanimate objects, you would use ma. So if you want a question about a person, male or female, you'll use man. Is it? So you say, man hadha, man hadhi, who is this? And if you're referring to women, Man hadhi, who is this woman? And if you want to ask, what is this, like in French, qu'est-ce que c'est, something like, I don't know how you say it, but whatever that word is. So it's the same thing, ma hadha, what is this? Understand? Then use ma. So what is this? Ma hadha. Hadha hatif. This is the phone. Say, ma hadha. Hadha qalamun. This is a pen. Yeah? Ma hadha. Hadhihi tawila. This is a bench. Say, ma hadha. Hada saqfun, this is the roof. You understand? So basically, when you want to question inanimate, you use ma. When you question a person, male or female, you use man. So far, we have learned how to ask what is, using the word ma. To ask who is this, we use the word man. So who is that? So if you somewhere far, and it's masculine, you use dalika. Who is that? Man dalika. If you're somewhere here, close to you, who is this? You say, man hada. Again, For feminine, man tilka and man hadhihi. So here, man dhalika al-rajul, who is that person? Huwa mu'allimun. He is a teacher. Man tilka al-mar'atu, who is that woman? Hiya mu'allima. She is a teacher. Okay, following the example above, write the appropriate questions and answer on the lines provided next to each of the picture. So here you can see is a doctor. So you see, man hadha is obviously is a person. So you use man. Okay. So would you say it's far? Probably close by, isn't it? So you see, man hadha. Who is this person? And the doctor. What do you call doctor in Arabic? Anybody know? Tabibun. Male. Tabibun. And if it's female doctor, tabibatun. Okay. So you say, هذا طبيب. This is a doctor. What do you think of this woman? What does she look like to you? A nurse, isn't it?
Yeah.
So a nurse, you call it mumarrid. Mumarrida. What is it? Mumarrida. Meem, meem, ra, dad, and ta'i marmuta. Mumarrida. Mumarridatun. So man hadhihi, who is this person? Hiya mumarridatun. And what do you call this person number two? A baker, isn't it? A baker is called khabbaz. What do you call the person number five?
Butcher.
Jazzar. What do you call the person in number three? Policeman, isn't it? Shurti. What do you call number six?
Doctor.
Doctor. Tabiba. Okay? Again, this is homework. I've given you the answer, just have to do a bit basically homework now. Dialogue number one. This is there's no exercise here. It's all about dialogues. This is teaching us how to make a dialogue. So here we're given again a list of words. Rabbun, Lord. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise are due to the Lord of all the worlds. Allah, you know. Al Khaliq, the Creator. Nabiyun, Prophet. Deenun, religion. Islam. Aduun, enemy. Shaitan, you know what he means. So now we have the Muallim, the teacher, is saying, Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? Hassan replies, Rabbi Allah. Says, my Lord is Allah. Man huwa al-Khaliq, who is the Creator? Then Hassan replies, Allahu huwa al-Khaliq, Allah is the Creator. Man Nabiyuk, the teacher asks, who is your Prophet? He says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad, may the blessing and peace of Allah be upon him. Al-Muallim, now look at this. He says, Ma deenuk. From man, he changed to ma. Why is that? Yes. It's talking inanimate. It's not talking about a person. So, Ma deenuk. What is your religion? He says, Deeni al-Islam. My religion is Islam. Man aduwuk, who is your enemy? Says aduwi al-shaytan. But if you want to read properly, aduwi shaytan. My enemy is?
Shaytan.
Okay, now we got another dialect too. Let's do.
One question. When he says my Lord, why is it Rabbi Allah and not Rabbi Allah?
Huh?
When he says my Lord.
Yeah.
Why is it not Rabbi and why is it Rabbi Allah?
Why is it Rabbi Allah?
Yeah, because when you say my, so the belonging to you.
It says Rabbi, but because Allah, it's a grammatical thing. Allah has a conjunctive alif to it, which when it's joined with another word, it drops. So when it drops, then the lam has a sakin, sukun on it. Now, you can't start a word without having a harak on it. So it has to be joined with the word before. So Dini, Rabbi, the Ya is Saki, it doesn't have. So you have to put something there. So they put Fatah. So Rabbi Allah to join it on. Okay. So Adu Yash Shaitan, that's what they're, okay. A list of words again, vocabulary. Qiblatun, direction of prayer. Nah, towards. Ka'aba. Makkatul Muqarrama. Noble Makkah, Al-Madinatul Munawwara, enlightened Medina. Masjid means Masjid. Aqsa means very far, but in here it means to refer to the mosque, name of the third most important mosque in Islam. Why is it called Masjid Al-Aqsa? Because in relation to the mosque of our Prophet which is further? Yeah, that's why it's called Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Very famous. Al-Quds, Jerusalem, Palestine. Al-Muallim, he's saying, Aina Qiblatuk? Teacher goes, where is your Qibla? Hassan goes, Qiblati Nahwa al-Kaaba. My Qibla is towards the Kaaba. Al-Muallim says, Aina al-Kaaba? Where is the Kaaba? He says, Fi Makkah al-Mukarrama. It's in Makkah al-Mukarrama. Aina Masjid al-Rasul? Where is the Prophet's mosque? Hassan replies, في المدينة المنورة. It is in مدينة منورة. أين المسجد الأقصى؟ Where is المسجد الأقصى؟ Hassan replies, في القدس. In Jerusalem. أين القدس؟ Where is Jerusalem? في فلسطين. Hassan replies, in Palestine. So again, these are two dialogues. Okay? For next lesson, we do page number 32, 33, 34, and 35. Okay? Remember, next lesson number 9, isn't it? Yeah. So we've only got two more lessons. So for next week,
you think we'll finish the time?
We'll have to. We'll make sure we finish.
Do you have an extra lesson? Yeah,
oh, let's see what happens in it, because let's see, because we've got my thing of doing other course. We'll see, inshallah.
Maybe like outside of the lounge.
Yeah. What we can do, before we start with book 3, we'll have a little revision course of book 2. Just to recap everything. Because book 3 we'll probably do after Ramadan. So it's no point doing revision now and then forget again before we start book 3. So what we can do is do a lesson or two just to recap everything what we done in book 2. Okay, so we know everything. Okay, now we go for book 3.
Well, at the end of book 2 or at the beginning of book 3?
Before the starting date. So once we know the starting date of book 3, okay, which is going to be after Ramadan now. After Ramadan. Because we can't finish it before Ramadan. Then you're going to have a break, about 4 or 5 weeks, and you're going to forget everything. So we want once we start the momentum. When you start, you finish it. We don't do half of the book, and then Ramadan comes, and then by the time we come back, okay, well, we forgot everything, let's start again. No. So what we do, once we know the start date after Ramadan, week or two before, we'll have a refresher course of book 2. Book 1 is no point doing, book 1 is just basically alphabets. So that's not really...
So what are you going to do after you finish this one? Is it going to be like a break period or...?
We're thinking of doing a short course. Of a fiqh or something like that, you know, something where it's quite light, where the headache is mine and rest just listen and intake and then question answer, then QA at the end.
We not run that like in tandem with this?
See what happens. Okay, so page number 32, 33, 34, 35. Okay? Please get yourself prepared for that, inshallah. Okay? Is there any questions before we break off for Salah? Apart from, can you do my homework for me? Apart from that. Inshallah, it's getting good. MashaAllah, I'm quite impressed with your, you've done quite well. Provided, because we in Madrasa, we spend 6-7 hours. You guys just only spend that and you're already starting to use that folk. You're getting the hang of it. Obviously, the meaning and the words of writing, not in front of your face, but that will come in time. When you keep on using this word, you're going to use that. When you use that, yes, under. Oh, folk, yeah, folk mean top. You just got to keep coming to you. It's going to come to you. And if I say bait, okay. But if I've been saying bait 10 times, you know it's talking about house. So these words, it's all about vocab. Once your vocabulary increases, then that, folk, fig, bain, imam, these are the words that just gotta keep coming. You know, we have this, my daughter comes home with this, got frequent words, she gets a list to use. The words that come in English language, they always use them. They're told to memorize them from school. So you got frequent words in Arabic as well. So you got folk, that, this, and that. So then she's always gonna come and use. Yeah? So once you start using it, you can start a dialogue with an Arab. Because it's about 300-400 words that you need to learn and you can start a dialogue. Complete, you can have a full-blown conversation. Because apart from that, it's very rare you're going to use other words. Okay? How many times are you going to use Bazinjan? Aubergine? You know? I don't know. You know? So it's these kind of words, okay, you know. You're going to say, how are you, my friend? What you been doing? How was work? You know, you're going to be discussing that. Oh, you know, this and that. Food is good. Whatever. You know, that's what you're going to be talking. So these are the words that are normal words that you'll be saying. You can start a good conversation. And before you know it, you're going to think, man, where'd you learn your Arabic? You know, you say, well, you need to come to Wayne Street Mosque. Okay, inshallah. سبحان الله سبحان الله